I love starting podcasts. It's basically my favorite thing.
Well, hit the music, and then, or do you put the music in after?
No, I hit the. I do it live. We do it live.
That's what I thought.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Welcome to the Brian Noonan Show podcast. I am Cody Goff, and I'm here with Brian Noonan because it's his podcast. It's kind of our podcast, but I'm one of the halves of it. I'm Cody Goff, and we're back after an extended absence from the podcast. Well, the podcast exclusive world, anyway.
It was a hiatus brought on by your personal business, which so we're glad you're back. Yes, the extra shot is the Brian Noonan Show podcast will now be called because they want us to brand it.
Wait, what?
The extra shot.
We had all these names before.
I know, but basically they wanted to stick with the Brian Noonan Show podcast. But I thought that's kind of boring, so we'll throw in something else because everybody's got a little handle. So it doesn't matter. We're gonna record one every week, like we said, and then we're going to put it up. And just look for the word Brian Noonan Show and podcast. The rest of it doesn't really matter. If you want to call it something, go ahead and call it something. If not, just say, hey, is there a podcast? We'll say, yeah, there's a podcast. Is it what was just on the show? Well, technically, there'll be two podcasts. There'll be one of the on-air show, which the rest of the world has already heard, and you may have heard too. And then there will be this, bonus, extra, whatever, and another one. Web exclusive, is that what we would like to say?
Yeah, can we brand ourselves too? Can we be like Mikey and the Shark?
Yeah, who's going to be Mikey and who's going to be the Shark?
I'll be Mikey.
How about Yellow Stripe and Big Hair? You do that. That'll tie in with something we'll talk about in a little bit. So yeah, we're back doing the podcast. The podcast will be every week. If something comes up, normally we record it around the regular show. Mm-hmm. But if something comes up and one or both of us is going to be gone on a Sunday, then we will record it earlier in the week so that you always have a little something new every week from the program.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Sounds right, yeah.
All right, so yeah, good to have you back. Good to have the podcast. I was surprised people were asking about the podcast. They wanted to know where it was.
That was awesome.
It was awesome, and we thank you very much. I thank you. I'm sure Cody does too, but I don't want to speak for Cody. He speaks for himself.
Well, I can speak for myself.
Can you?
Well, I've got the mic.
Yes, you do this time. You have a microphone. You're in the big chair. We're going to I'll take a picture as I do every week when we do the podcast.
Selfie?
A selfie of both of us. And then we will we'll tweet that out. I may have a sandwich during the program. I don't know what's going on.
Still a selfie. A selfie doesn't necessarily mean it's just of you.
I believe a selfie is just of, well.
You could call it a group selfie if you want to be, but two does not make a group, really.
No, two doesn't make a
group. You know, two's a couple, three's a.
As much as I hate them, I may have to get a selfie stick.
No. Your arms is long enough.
I know, but see, here's the thing. I'm trying to, I need to do it the other, here's what I'll do.
I see what you're doing. It's hard to get a good angle.
I can't get a good angle. I want to get, there we go. My thumb's out of the way. All I had to do was turn the phone around. But now my head looks huge because I'm trying to get you in too, and there's an aspect ratio that's not quite right.
This is why we do certain things on the podcast and certain things not
I cut your head off
on the radio station.
All right, there we go. So that's that. I'll tweet that out. But yeah, here we are. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I did that because I'm a little shaken up. Cody left me out to dry.
You took the selfie because you were shaken up?
I took the selfie to calm myself down because now I can think about other things. I was thinking about other things rather than my life being in danger.
Did that?
Can I get hyperbolic? Sure. I'm going to go crazy.
Did that calm you down?
No, it made me even more tense.
Yeah, this is not.
It made me even more tense.
Selfies are not taught by yoga instructors as a method.
And it's. I joked about the selfie stick. I would never get a selfie stick. If
Thank
I
you.
Ever had a selfie stick, I want you to insert it in me like a popsicle. And then do like I'm getting a, what do you call that, where they put a camera up your butt to a colonoscopy. That's what I wanted to do. I want the stick to be up there like a colonoscopy.
Wow.
I would never do that. I have seen, where was I the other day? Oh, I was in last week. You know, I won Beef for a Year. Remember that? Almost a year ago. My Beef for a Year is almost up.
I remember actually.
So I won Beef for a Year. And last Sunday, I was in getting a salad because I don't have to get beef. I can get whatever I want up to $10.
Was there beef in the salad?
No, there was chicken in the salad.
Okay.
It was a chicken chop salad, but the coupon still says Beef for a Year.
Perfect.
But they let me get whatever's on the menu. That's not the point of the story. Point of the story is I'm in there and a guy comes in. And he knew the manager because he called him by name, but he was selling knick-knack kind of stuff. You know, you ever been in a bar where the rose lady comes in or the tamale guy comes in?
Tamale guy.
Or somebody comes in selling whatever, you know, trinkets. So this guy came into the beef place and he was selling trinkets. And some of those trinkets were selfie sticks. And he had them. He was holding them up like he was working at Ringling Brothers selling cotton candy in those pennants and stuff. And he was trying to sell selfie sticks at the beef place. And for a second, I went, yeah, maybe I could use a selfie stick. Just for a second, because I was delirious from hunger. But then once I had the salad in hand, I figured, no, I don't need a selfie stick. I got to get out of here.
It took you a salad to come to that realization.
It didn't take me. It took me the idea of a salad. I didn't actually have to consume the salad. I just had to know that suddenly there was food and I would be nourished and I was able to think straight again.
Sure.
Because, quite frankly, I would look like a tool using a selfie stick.
Yes.
I believe most people look like tools using selfie sticks.
I can confirm this.
However, some people think they need that extra length.
Do you know that in the last year, selfie deaths actually exceeded, I believe, shark-related
deaths?
Yes,
because people are stupid. There was a story just today. I read it, and I don't have it in front of me, but that's all right. I can make it up as I go.
Sure.
The long and the short of it is, a guy was taking a selfie and shot himself.
What?
He shot himself with a gun while taking a selfie.
I
don't know. I don't have all the details.
Thank you. It's cloudy and 49 at O'Hare. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan passed away at her California home today.
Turn off news. turn news off.
I'm so glad that happened.
That was
amazing.
So for Roger, who always wants to be part of the podcast, now he was part of the podcast.
There's the Roger Badish cameo.
All right, we forgot to turn off the news, Mike. I don't think any other mic is up on the board.
Spots? Should I turn that off?
Just turn it down. Just pot everything down. Don't push any of the buttons. Just pot everything down.
Sure.
And all right. Well,
this is why you get paid the big bucks to sit in the big chair.
I like you to sit in the. You like sitting in the big chair, and I don't mind sitting in the second chair, as we like to call it in the law.
Is that what we call it?
Well, that's what they call it in law. In the court, you're either the first chair or the second chair.
The same with band.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I was second chair saxophone for a while, sometimes first.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you're first chair podcaster? And what is the producer? I'll call that second chair.
I'll call that the percussion section, because I just get up and walk around a lot.
You walk around a lot. Well, you're taking calls from random guests. But back to the selfie stick. So this guy shot himself. He was trying to take a selfie, and then Roger came in, and he was so confounded that he just shot himself.
Yeah, because Roger showed up.
Yep, because Roger showed up.
That'll happen.
But yes, I read there was people who have fallen off cliffs while they're taking selfies. There's people who've died all over the place because I think it's fine. I think it's nature weeding out the stupid.
Sure.
I think the herd needs to get thinned every once in a while. I know that sounds harsh. It sounds horrifying. But come on. You're given free will. You're given whatever level of intelligence you are given by whatever higher power you believe bestows that intelligence, and then if you choose to ignore that intelligence and instead say, I want to take a picture of myself with a bear, well, then, you know what? Okay, go ahead. I hope it turns out, because that's the last memory everyone's going to have of you.
See,
that and a bear with a toothpick. That's going to be just burping and a big cloud of you coming out of its mouth.
I think that selfie sticks are fine. I think you just don't value diversity. See what I did there?
I don't value diversity, and I would argue with you, but I have a yellow stripe down my back.
You do. It's so,
so
yellow.
I am going to run away.
It's blinding.
I am a terrible person.
You are an awful person.
Why are we saying all these things? What do all these little phrases have to do with anything?
Foreshadowing.
Yes. Oh, literary term.
Is it only literary?
It's dramatic.
Films?
I think it's literary.
Narrative? A narrative term?
All right, narrative. Sure, because it could be in film or music.
Why am I even saying
that? I don't know.
I gave you credit. You gave me credit and then I challenged. That was terrible.
You challenged your own compliment.
This is why I'm going back to improv classes. I'm so bad lately at them.
Well, it was strange because you used a term. I complimented you on that term, and then instead of just going, you poo-pooed the compliment.
The worst. I'm the worst sometimes.
No, you're not the worst person. You know who's the worst person?
Is it you?
Me.
Ah.
According to some. Opinions vary. Some people may think you're the worst person, but some people just think you're an apologist for me. And that you have. Now, someone is taking a picture of us while we podcast, which I always enjoy.
Is that true?
Yeah, somebody was right over your shoulder. He's more taking a picture of me and your back.
I was mostly just turning around because I wanted to make sure that it was a picture they were taking and not...
Not aiming anything?
Not aiming anything.
All right, should we... let's tell
the
story.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, because it's...
You were hot to get into it.
I was. So we, but we, you know, we brought up other things. The podcast can be everything that the show is, which is completely non sequitur at times. And, oh, somebody's calling me.
Speaking of
non sequiturs,
for
I don't
example.
Know why. But, yeah, we're going to. I'm a little off tonight because I had an encounter before the show with a lunatic listener. And I don't use, I'm going to use that term, and I think it's apt. And if it's not, well, they'll probably show back up. Now, I'm not going to identify who this was, but if you were listening to the show last week, you know when we talked about Donald Trump, we had a number of calls, and some people commented on them favorably via text and other phone calls. Some people did not. And one of the callers was exceptionally adamant in one of his thoughts, let's say. Do I have to be so politically correct? Can I just say it was the guy who was screaming about diversity?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was the guy who was... We were talking about how Trump had not disavowed the KKK's implicit endorsement of him. This guy called. I won't use his name. This guy called, and he was screaming that, you know, if we wanted him... Why were we asking him to disavow this? Because we should embrace diversity. And I asked him if he was kidding, and he was not. And he began screaming about diversity, screaming the word diversity a number of times. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, yeah. And everybody at WGN is entitled to their opinion.
Sure, of course.
Even if we disagree with it.
Right.
We are, like, you know, we wouldn't even be bringing this up only to tell this story.
Right. If you've listened to this show over the years... We take all kinds of calls.
There's a lot of
people
calls.
People who agree with me, people who don't agree with me.
I put through calls I don't agree with.
Right.
And I put, and Brian, we are not disrespectful of listeners. I don't think
no,
generally.
I don't think
I
so.
I think
either.
Even if we really disagree, I think the most you'll get out of Brian is, you know, I really disagree with you,
right.
But you're
thanks
entitled
for, yeah,
to
yeah,
it.
Thanks for the like, call.
I don't want anyone listening to this to think, you know, that we're anything but.
No, and I don't want to come off as overly defensive either, because people know the show. They know me. They know you.
Yeah.
We are pretty balanced. Do I voice my opinion? Yes, of course. That's my job. That's why I'm here. If I was Marty Milktoast, this show would really suck worse than it already does. But I do have to give my opinion. And you have a right to agree with it or not agree with it. And you have a right to disagree with me and call up and say that. Now, some people will accuse us if we hang up on someone that we don't want calls that disagree. That's not true. Sometimes it's format. You've listened to this station long enough. You know there's news at the top and the bottom of the hour. You know we play commercials to pay the bills. You know sometimes we have to move on. And you know sometimes some callers need to be hung up on. Because while I respect your opinion and I respect your right to voice that opinion, you don't have the right to go on and on and on uninterrupted. It's my show, it's Bill and Wendy's show, it's Patty's show, it's Steve Cochran's show, it's Rose's show, it's Justin's, whoever's on the air, it's their show. If we decide to give you the forum to speak your opinion, that's great, and that's what we should be doing, but it's also our decision when your time is up. And that's the harsh realities of this business. You know, you listen to any radio station that takes calls, the host and the producer are deciding when those calls are done. As long as you get your point across, we've done our job to let you voice your opinion.
Yeah.
That's it. So this guy was saying that, you know, if we don't respect the fact that someone shouldn't have to disavow the KKK, that we're not respecting diversity. And I let him go on for 30 seconds, maybe.
Yeah.
Long enough.
30 seconds
to make his point.
It was a long time in radio.
It was a real long time in radio, and we got the point.
Yeah.
And I asked him during the call, are you being facetious? Because I was praying he was being facetious. And at first he sounded like he might be, but he was not. And he became more and more adamant and more angry. And that's when we stopped the call. And then I went on a little diatribe about people who were, you know, if you really think the KKK, you can listen to last week's podcast. You know how it goes. I don't need to break down the show.
It's the February 28th, 2016 podcast.
So go back and listen. And we talked about the political stuff in the first hour. And this was in the second half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So anyway, this guy, unbeknownst to me, this guy, it's a guy, we're not saying, he called back. And he said a number of things to you.
Oh, usual.
Me.
There's things that are not kind.
Right.
He didn't like you.
He doesn't like me. He hasn't liked me for years, though.
For years.
He's been calling since we did overnight shows, and you've protected me from this, which is very nice. Sometimes, a lot of times I see the people who hate me, which is fine.
The listener Everybody's may not know this, but I really am kind of doing my own show in the booth. There are so many phone calls I get that don't get on the air or I don't pass on to Brian. And there are some that I do. Some people call in and say nice things. Right. Other people call in every week asking what the weather forecast in Waukegan is. This is literally a thing that happened
is it true?
3 years in the overnight. It happened 4:45 every single Saturday morning. Every single Saturday morning for 3 years straight, a Waukegan weather guy. I don't know. People call for crazy reasons. Right. Just random, and it's whatever. And again, people ask me for Cubs scores. We don't carry them anymore. Right. Still give them.
Sure. People
call with crazy requests that are out of nowhere, and I always fulfill them. We love our listeners.
We're not going to play horse with no name. I can't do it. I know people want to hear America every day, but we can't play it.
People have called in with requests for music or suggestions for bumps, and I've used them.
Sure.
I mean, there is a lot that goes on that goes through me. I've heard people
That's
call.
That's your job.
I've gotten dozens of phone calls from the same person that just never wants to go on the air. Just says, right. Oh, I just wanted to tell you my opinion. And I always listen, and I pass along what needs to. But just so the listener knows, I'm this customer service role that you never see or hear or think about. And a lot of the producers are in that role.
And that's what most of the producers do.
Yeah. So
you're the firewall, to put it in a technological term.
Yeah.
You decide what gets to us. I don't decide what phone calls I take. I see what's in front of me, and then I pick from those. But you're the ultimate arbiter of who gets to talk to me. And I'm not trying to pass the buck. That's the producer's job.
It's
when
true.
I fill in for Craig or fill in for Patty like I did the other night. Fill in for Craig.
You're producing
as a producer.
For Patty?
Yep. Oh, I'm producing all over. I'm doing all sorts of things.
Trying to take my job.
It's the economy. Mm. But, you know, I fill in for Roe and Jeff and Brian. They handle all that. When I fill in for Nick, Andy does it. Filled in for Patty the other night. Craig does it. You do it. That's the job. So you hear all kinds of things. And like you said, this guy has been calling
for
a long time.
Years.
And he hates me. And that's okay. I think it's hilarious, though, that he hates me and yet he listens all the time.
He loves listening.
Loves to listen. Loves to hate me.
Love
fantastic.
Loves
that's what we like.
This is true. This
I
is
know,
true.
And it's great. I think that's fantastic. Because if you like the show and you're listening, that's great. If you hate the show and you're listening, that's great, too.
For us, I don't know why
thanks
they're
very
doing
much.
It.
I don't know why you'd do it, too. I don't listen to things I hate.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they – listen, I welcome everybody. Everybody should listen. Everybody can listen. All right. But last week, it escalated a little bit.
So he calls back and he says, Brian told me to meet him at the station. I'm going to come down to the station. Now, first of all, Brian didn't actually tell him to meet him at the station.
No.
And I'm half listening. You know, I'm listening to the show. I'm looking at our tweets.
Order a pizza. You got a lot going on.
There's 20 things I'm doing. So, you know, I'm like, you know, don't do that. Brian is kind of in the middle of the show. He's got an hour and a half left. He can't come out and meet you on the street. He's doing his job. And the guy, whatever. He calls
we're
back.
We're not going to go all roadhouse out there.
Right. And it starts pouring rain. And the guy calls back. He calls back a little bit later and says, hey, I'm outside. Tell Brian to come outside. And I'm just like, no.
And I didn't know any of this.
And I'm not telling Brian this because why am I going to get him all upset and thinking there's some guy here to
some lunatic
to
outside.
Fight him when that wasn't a thing that happened. So I didn't think much of it. Then today happens. And I get it.
I'm as nervous as I was.
I'm at home getting ready to come to the station and I get a voicemail from Brian. I was like in the shower, got out. And he goes, hey, I don't know if he accidentally booked somebody or what, but there's a guy down in the lobby for me. This is his name. Anyway, I'm going to go downstairs. He jokingly says, so if I go downstairs and I get shot, you know, it's your fault. And I recognized the guy's name, and I panicked. I immediately called Brian because I was like, he's dead.
But it was too late because I...
It was.
So I'm upstairs, and we're only on... Sunday night, March 6th, is that today?
Yeah.
The 6th. We are only on from 8 to 9 because of the Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this, anyway. But I got in early because we were going to do the podcast, and I like to come down and kind of prep and see what's going on and what we're going to talk about. And so I'm at my desk, and I get a call from security. Hey, you have a guest down here. It's blah, blah, blah. And I said, huh. I said, for me? And they said, yeah, yes, for Mr. Brian Noonan. And I was like, first of all, that's trouble. because Mr. Brian Noonan doesn't work here.
That's not a yeah.
But I'm like, okay, well, all right, I'll come down. I'll be down in a minute. So I'm getting up, and like Cody said, I thought, well, maybe, you know, because we didn't find out that the Hawks were playing a later game until late, so maybe Cody had booked something, which I know is a crazy thought. What was I thinking?
Yeah, that never would have.
That Cody had booked something in advance and then forgot. And I'm like, okay, so it's like 5:10. And I'm thinking, all right, I'll go down. So I go downstairs, and I come around the corner, and I see a guy standing at the security desk. And up on the desk is a black leather, not a full attaché case. Imagine like a small shopping bag, but it was leather, and it was open. So it's up on the counter next to him. And
like a purse?
Kind of like a man purse, I guess.
Not like a gym bag.
No, not a gym bag. It would be more like, see the bag I have my stuff in?
Like a
reusable
bag?
Shopping bag?
Yeah.
But it was leather, and it was a little smaller. It
okay.
was a little narrower and a little shorter. I would say it was about 12 inches tall, maybe, and maybe 8 inches across. So kind of a rectangle.
And it said Louis Vuitton on it.
It did not say, there were no identifying marks other than bloodstains and just a faint whiff of crazy.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes. So I come around and I'm looking and I don't recognize this guy. And I say his first name and he's like, yeah. And I go, now I'm about 2 feet from him. And I go, hey, how you doing? And I reach out my hand to shake his hand. And he goes, what do you care how I'm doing? I called your show last week, and you hung up on me, and you told all kinds of lies about me, and you said you wanted to meet me and see what I was all about and see me, and so I'm here. And then he's screaming. And I'm like, okay. So I just looked at the security officer, and I kind of gave her the, huh? And I walked back through the gate back to the elevator. And as I'm walking away from him, he is yelling so loud that it is echoing throughout the lobby of the Tribune Tower. You're running away because you have a yellow stripe on your back. You're a terrible person. You told me, you know, you're awful. You're a liar. All that. And I'm like, whoa. So I get in the elevator and I come upstairs. And I'm a little shaken because, you know, it's funny. Back when we used to do overnights, and we're not a real controversial show.
No.
But again, people get upset sometimes with things I say, and that's okay. You know, I'm not trying. I don't go out of my way to upset people, but people will get upset, and that's part of the deal. And that's, I understand that. And, you know, sometimes it hurts seeing some of the things that come across, whether emails or texts, but there's overwhelmingly supportive stuff too. So it balances it all out. And that's part of the deal that we signed up for. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm not boo-hooing. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But I often, you know, if you've ever seen talk radio or remember a case, and I can't remember the guy's name in Denver, of a talk radio host who was shot to death. Not that I have that kind of, but who knows? But when we used to do overnights and we'd get off at 5 in the morning after a particularly crazed night when maybe I had upset more people than normal, or there was, you know, we've had runs where there was a particular texter or something who was really, really vicious.
Yeah.
I always thought, well, what if these people showed up? And while I don't proclaim myself a tough guy, I don't try to carry myself as a tough guy. I've been in a number of fights. I used to bounce. I know, you know, I could handle myself, I guess. And if I really thought my life was in danger, my back would be up and I'd go to town like I think most people would. But if somebody's got a weapon, you know, I'm as mortal as anybody else. I know that surprises you and I don't mean to burst your bubble.
I'm shocked.
But I am just a man. So anyway, this guy's screaming and yelling. So I go upstairs and I'm kind of shaken. And I go in to talk to Roger because he's the only one here. And of course, he turns it all around to himself. He makes the story about him and how something happened last night that he was talking. And I was like, okay, thanks. You didn't help me at all. And then I get the call from you. And your voice, you sounded, oh, hello? How are you? Are you okay? I go, no, it's not good. I'll tell you when you get here. Okay, I'm on my way. I'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and at this point, I didn't know that Cody had had this interaction last week and that the guy, did I say interaction?
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I don't think
Cody
I got one of those
interaction
during one of the shows.
With the guy last week and had the guy had supposedly come down. I didn't know that until you got here. And then, is this him? No. Now, everybody who comes near the window, I'm going to, huh? Is this him?
I know, seriously. Yeah, I've got my back to the window.
Well,
so
he likes you.
He has told me he likes me.
And we know there's two panes of glass, and it's really hard to get through it.
Let's hope so.
Well, remember when we were in the back studio, when we had the studios on the first floor before, and somebody shot the window up here?
Yes.
And they told us not to talk about it on the air?
Did they?
Yeah. Told Brian not to talk about it. Why? Because then all of a sudden we're seeing all these lights and sirens. Everybody's out front, all the cops and everything. They're like, tell them not to say anything about it. All right.
Was so that temporary, or are we going to get in trouble for this podcast?
Oh, no. Now it's years and years and years
ago.
Okay. I think it's three management teams ago. So that's fine. But, yeah, now it doesn't matter. I don't think. We'll find out. Anyway, so back to the thing. So the guy was very angry, and he showed up. And I've never, you know, people know where we are. We say we're in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. People know where WGN is. And so I went back down, and I said to the security guard about 10 minutes later, I said, listen, just so you know, that guy wasn't a guest of mine. And she's like, oh, no, I know. I said, she's like, I'm so sorry. I said, well, you didn't know. That it's not your fault. He came and he asked for me. And so she called me, and I came down. She said, yeah. And after you left, he was screaming more and saying what a terrible person you are, what a liar you are, that you hung up on him last week on the radio, and then you told lies. And I told him he had to leave, and he wasn't welcome in the building, and if he comes back, we'll have to take some action. And so, I don't know. But so, as you can imagine, not that – listen. I'm not afraid for my life. I'm not all, but it'd shake you up a little bit, right? All of a sudden, because it's not like I was going to stand in the lobby of the Tribune Tower and get into a shouting match with this guy.
Yeah.
If you listen to the call, if you hear him, you'll see he's not a guy that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And that's putting it nicely.
There are some people that aren't listening, really.
Right. And they're going to shout down, and I'm not going to get into an argument at my place of business.
Right.
I'm not going to stand in the lobby, and you can call me a coward. You can call me whatever you want. Tell me I have a yellow shirt. Boo-hoo. Oh, really? That hurts. Like, I've never been called a name before in my life? Really? Shut up. So, yeah, but that was today. So now, I don't know if I can trust you to be my human shield anymore. Now that you know, if you work for national security, there was a credible threat. If you were in the Secret Service, you're the equivalent of being in Brazil with hookers and high when you're supposed to be protecting me.
This was an egregious error on my part.
A breakdown in security of this program.
It was an egregious error on my part. I mean, when you've got a guy calling for that many years, I mean, literally, I've been here 7.5 years now, and he goes back, you know?
Oh, yeah, he's hated me forever.
And many WGN Radio listeners are lifetime listeners who've listened for 20, 30, 40 years.
And you know
years.
Them because they call, like you said, you get a lot of the same callers all the time, which is great.
Yeah, you get to know some of these guys.
Sure.
And there are a lot of people that love the show. I don't expect them to show up and try to hug Brian. There are a lot of people that hate the show, and I don't expect them to show up at the station, especially when I know their first and last name and their phone number.
I've
got the guy's phone number.
Yeah, we got all your info.
I mean, I've passed it on. We're passing it on to security. Management's going to know about it. If he shows up, we're going to call the cops, and they're going to be able to find him. I mean,
now, Grant, he didn't make any threats. Just him showing up and shouting, you know, it wasn't like he came here when I'm going to. He made no threats.
He, in fact, said last week specifically, let Brian know I came down. Let Brian know I came, but I'm not going to do anything. I don't want any trouble or anything. Just let him know I came. And I was like, yeah, sure. But I didn't let you know.
Well, who just shows up?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to tell Brian that some crazed imaginary listener maybe showed up at the station to call him out during the show. Like, none of it made sense.
Right.
It didn't follow to me as a thing that was even within the realm of possibility. And that's why I didn't get passed on. That said, I still feel very bad about it, and am very happy that nothing happened.
Yes. Well, so am I.
I'm sure.
So is my wife and daughter.
Yes, I'm sure. So
so is Roger. Because then the story would not have been about him.
Yeah.
But about
what would we
else.
Have done then?
I don't know. Well, you and he would have been doing the show at 8 o'clock.
Well, then I would pop
Do you think
up.
You would have still done the show if I had been assassinated? And now it's been elevated to assassination because I am that sort of public figure. And to take me out would qualify as an assassination.
We are one of the least offensive shows.
I think there can be. See, but you never know. We never know what's going to offend somebody. I make statements that I believe are the most innocuous things and obvious jokes, and they're not perceived that way by some people.
Saying that celebrating the KKK is not diversity apparently made somebody mad.
Right. Or saying that he should disavow that because to present yourself as being backed by the KKK when you're trying to represent the entire country is a bad move. And I don't care who you are. And it's disingenuous to pretend you don't know who they are when there were recordings of him and written pieces in the New York Times of him denouncing David Duke in the past.
Yeah.
So for me to make that claim didn't seem to be that far out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only guy alone on this branch standing in the middle of to mix my analogies. I wasn't standing in the wilderness crying out to no one. This was a popular sentiment that I was expressing and one that I genuinely believe and I believe now. But you never know what's going to flip somebody's switch.
I think there are a lot of people in this country who are not good at putting themselves in someone else's shoes or trying to understand someone else's point of view.
Or they half listen. And,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's what we're doing. It doesn't matter if you're having a conversation at a coffee shop. It doesn't matter if you're at work and you send an email. People hear what they want to hear, and they perceive your message how they want it perceived. It doesn't matter how they don't take the minute to say, what did he really say? Is this what he meant? And granted, sometimes you have to ask because the person putting the message out is not always clear. And there's nothing wrong with going, hey, did you mean this? That's why I asked him if he was being facetious.
Yeah.
Are you serious about this? Yes. And he doubled down and then went crazy. And so then, you're done.
And the irony of the whole segment was predicated upon, you said, if you support Donald Trump, then please call our station.
Because tell me why. I don't get it.
But it's because you wanted to know. I think people have this assumption. Like, I've said on Facebook before that I don't understand why people would vote for a certain candidate.
Right.
That doesn't mean I can't believe you would vote for this person because you're stupid.
Right.
That's not what that means. It means I don't understand.
I got some messages like that on Facebook, too, that how dare I bring that up and call people stupid. And I didn't call anybody stupid.
It's a legitimate curiosity.
Right. I don't get it because I'm looking at the same things you are. I'm seeing it 180 degrees from you.
Yeah.
Just like, pick any issue. There's going to be that.
The Bible.
Right.
The Bible.
The Quran. Guns, abortion, school, the core career, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's going to be, and it could be something as simple as, the best hot dog. It could be that simple, or it could be very complex. But people will not, and they don't take the time, and they get all revved up. And we can not understand why you're doing something. You may not understand why Cody backs who he backs, but he'd be happy to tell you, and I'm sure he would tell you in a civilized manner without calling you names or trying to make it out that you're some sort of idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you wrote that piece for the Huffington Post saying, and it's not a secret now, you're voting for Bernie Sanders and you're not stupid, which is what people were saying about Sanders backers.
Yeah.
Well, they're dumb. They don't understand. No, that's not true. Just like I can understand a little bit of why some people are attracted to Trump. There's an anger in this country and some people have a legitimate right to be angry. But instead of taking that anger and looking long term, I believe that some people are looking short term. And they're so angry about so many things that anything they can hang a piece of hope on, somebody who mirrors that anger and is offering them some sort of answer, even if it may be, in my opinion, misguided, they're going to latch onto that. That doesn't mean they're stupid. It means they're angry and they're frustrated and they're trying to figure out how things can change. I don't believe that he's the guy who's going to change and fix it. I believe he's going to make things worse. But that doesn't mean that you can't support him. It means I can vocalize not understanding why you support him.
Yeah.
Because we see things differently. And that's okay.
And people listening.
But it's not okay.
But people listening to this radio station need to know that we're going to express our opinions. If we
right.
come to a conclusion,
that's
then we
our
express
job.
It. But it's the listeners. It's the listener's opportunity. We give the listeners
right.
this platform. They can call, and the lines are not always booked up. I mean, no. You can get through. I'm answering these phones.
But again, people also have to understand, and it's a, I don't want to feel like we're lecturing. But some people understand that they're calling and they're going to make a little contribution. And that's great. And we love that. And I love interacting with the listeners. Even people who disagree with me. I don't like people who, and this is in my personal life as well. If you can't have a civil disagreement, I have no use for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to scream and yell. That's not my thing. I'm not going to scream. I scream when I get really angry. Or, you know, somebody's doing something really cool to me. But that's the, I'm not going to sit here and scream and yell. And I don't have to give you an unlimited platform. That's not what this is. And I hate to throw down, but look at the marquee. It's the host's name on the marquee. And I know I said that before. And I'm not full of myself. I am blessed to be here. I'm fortunate. And I thank every time I walk in this building. But it's still my name on the show. And if I don't think you're contributing, or I don't like the way things are going, or I believe you've made your point and now you're just going to start hammering it again and again and again, okay, thanks for the call. That's it. We move on to somebody else.
Right.
Because time is the tyrant.
Or if we're talking about a petting zoo and you call in and start screaming about Obama, we might cut you off because that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
And if I'm talking about something and you call up and you're just screaming and yelling at Cody and swearing and telling him that, you know, blah, 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 I got a secret for it. That's why do you think at the beginning of the show I say, if you're nice to him, you get to me?
Yeah.
I've said that for how many years? Because it's true. If you treat the producer nice and you're on topic, there's a good chance you're getting through. If you're a tool, you're going back in the box.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I just want to make...
Bring it around. Try to justify how you left me hanging there. Because you know
what
would have happened. If you had walked in the Tribune Tower lobby and I was lying there in a pool of blood, the investigation would have shown that he had made repeated contact here.
Yeah.
When you went to his apartment, it would have been all sorts of journals referencing me.
Newspaper clippings with your name.
Wow, was I ever in the paper?
No.
Not for this. But there would have been pictures. You know, there would have been all sorts of things. And they would have gone, if only someone had seen the red flags.
Yeah.
And then you would have went, I was actually holding the red flags.
But if I had walked in and that had been the scene, I would have hosted the show tonight.
I know you would have. I know you wouldn't have missed a beat. You would have. You and Roger would have picked up where you would have picked up the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Without even, you would have just said, "Brian's not here tonight." And then next week, "Brian's not here tonight." People would have gone, "Where's Brian?" Until then, I think I would have made the paper had I been assassinated in the Tribune Tower lobby.
Yeah, because people would think you were the Hawks player.
Maybe. Oh, no, what a terrible tragedy. A former Blackhawk has been killed. And I hope that's never the case. I told you, I met Brian Noonan, the former hockey player. Yes, and when I first started doing Sports Night back in the day, everybody thought it was, not everybody, people who knew, who had listened to me on the overnights knew it was me.
Yeah.
People who had never, you know, who slept from midnight to 5 a.m. on Friday and Saturday mornings, or Saturday and Sunday mornings, they might not have known. And so a number of people thought it was the hockey player, Brian Noonan, including, someone high up with the Blackhawks.
Good.
Which I guess that person had his testicles squeezed many, many times for that by other people in the organization. And, it was a very funny story.
Oh,
but,
boy. You're wearing a Hawks sweater.
I do. I wear Hawks things. I'm a big fan.
You're camouflaged.
But I knew who Brian Noonan was. One Christmas back years and years ago, I got a number 10 sweater because before Patrick Sharp was the heartthrob number 10, Brian Noonan wore number 10.
Mm.
And so I had a Noonan number 10 jersey. And so one night I'm at the Hawks game, and they have Hawks players sometimes signing autographs between periods out in the lobby. And that night it just happened to be, come to the concourse, Brian Noonan signing autographs between the first and second period. I was like, I got to go say hi to this guy,
yeah.
Right? So I don't tell my buddies that I'm going out because I don't want it to be like, oh, check it out. So I go and I wait. And as the line is going down and the period's about to start, I said to the security guard, I said, hey, I gave him my card. I said, listen, I'm with WGN. My name's Brian Noonan. I just wanted to meet Brian Noonan because I think it would be funny. And he's like, all right, just hang on. So everybody's done getting their autographs. I waited till everybody was finished and they're going. And then he's standing there and I go over and I introduced myself and I said, you know, it's so funny. It's nice to meet you. This is excellent. I said, it's funny. I do sports night and a lot of people think I'm you. And he coaches high school hockey out in the suburbs, the western suburbs.
Okay.
And he said, that's weird because a lot of people think I'm you. So it was a very nice encounter. We got a picture taken, and I didn't take a selfie. I had somebody actually take the picture.
Good.
And then I got an autographed picture of his, and it used to hang on my office door when I had an office.
See,
I used to be a big shot.
See, we got a happy ending.
It is a happy ending.
Somebody came and threatened you, and you got to meet Brian Noonan.
I almost got murdered.
One might.
Again, there were no threats. Listen, he can't sue us. We didn't say his name. All we know is it's a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Arguably. I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Well, I saw him.
Well, you claim he's
a
guy.
Close.
But how do I know that you're...
Talked to security. The security guard saw him. She had to have him tossed out of the building.
Yikes.
Yeah. So maybe we start doing the show from upstairs. No. Then the terrorists win. Is that how it goes? If we move the show upstairs, the terrorists win?
I think that's the way it goes.
Exactly. Plus, Karen would get lost. She'd come in. We wouldn't be down here. She'd just be wandering the halls.
Does she have a badge?
She's got to have a badge.
Yeah.
She's been here a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe now we got to go. I'm not going to do this. And we got to start wrapping up because we have a real show to do.
We do.
I don't know if I should start going concealed carry now.
Talk to Jerry when he gets here.
Maybe I just hire personal security. What a jive move that would be.
Wow.
I start coming around with a bodyguard. Some giant dude or maybe a really tiny woman as my bodyguard. Not like a little person, but like an MMA fighter who doesn't look like much. But if somebody came at me, she would just like, just spring on him like Alien. Just be all over his head and take him down. That would be a better bodyguard.
I mean, what's Ronda Rousey doing these days?
I don't know. She's probably getting ready because Holly Holm got beat last night.
Wait, she did?
Yes. It was the worst weekend for UFC ever. McGregor got upset and Holm got upset.
Oh, no.
Holm got choked out to the point where she was asleep.
No.
Out, and McGregor had to tap out. That's how you tap out.
In case you were wondering what that was.
Yeah, McGregor, for all his trash talk, for all his big yapping, he decided he was going to go up in weight class. And he had gone up in weight class, but now... The guy who was originally going to fight got sick or hurt himself, so he was going to fight somebody else, but that guy hadn't had enough training camp, so he had to fight at 170 when he's like 145. So he put on like 25 pounds in a couple weeks, and they said he was hitting his opponent so hard with punches that would have dropped anybody in his normal weight class, but this guy was huge, and he was fighting through, they called it a crimson curtain. His face was just covered in blood because McGregor was bang, 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 and was out of energy by like the second round because he kept hitting this guy with all he had and the guy wouldn't go down. So suddenly the guy just bam, drops McGregor, buckled him first, and then it was all over. Then he just started pounding him and he was choking him and he had to tap out. And I can't remember the name of the woman who beat Holm, but it was the same woman that Ronda Rousey beat twice.
Yeah, Misha Tate.
Misha Tate. Beat her. So Ronda Rousey beat her twice. Well, you know, these were supposed to be setups for, you know, UFC making huge money on these pay-per-views, the Ronda Rousey Holm rematch and a McGregor rematch with somebody else. And now both these people got upset last night.
Dude.
And it is not going to look good. So now they're trying to decide, is Rousey going to fight Misha Tate again to try to get the belt back? Are they going to hold out? Because now a Holm-Rousey fight, that doesn't really mean now you got to fight Tate. And Tate's gotten schooled by Rousey twice.
There's only one solution.
Bring them both in here.
Is that the solution?
Yep. Let them fight it out right here. This is not quite the squared circle, but it does have an octagonal feel. And they can audition. The winner gets the belt. The loser gets to be my bodyguard.
Three, four. How many walls are in this room?
I don't know.
There's a lot.
A lot of walls. That's what I'm saying.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's like eight walls. There's a lot of walls
octagon
in here.
I'll call it an octagon.
Too many walls.
We get a lot of glass. A lot of vantage points. A lot of sniper fire.
Yes, thank you for the reminder.
As I watched part of a Mark Wahlberg movie yesterday where he was a disgraced sniper, and he was killing people from great distances, and now there's a lot of perches.
Oh, what's the name of that movie?
Shooter.
That's old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw part of that on TV one time.
Yeah, I saw part of it yesterday as I was doing some chores.
Very upsetting.
A little bit, because there was a government conspiracy, the CIA, America.
There's always a government conspiracy.
America's a corrupt place.
You think?
I blame the economy.
A little bit. I blame the economy as well.
Economy's great. That's why I work 87 jobs. That's what. That's another thing he told you. That I, you know, so at some point I guess I said the economy was okay, but he heard me working somewhere else, and so he knows I have to have more than one job because.
Yeah.
Because of the economy.
People rationalize whatever they kind of want.
Yes, they do.
But the key takeaway should be.
That you, I'm alive.
Well, that's not that important. More importantly.
No.
If you listen to WGN Radio and you call in and you're civil.
We'll talk to you. We love talking to you.
Then there's a major market radio station willing to talk to you. I mean, Brian has talked to people for 10, 12 minutes before. And the shows are not that long. Just if it's a, I mean, really, if it's a good call.
That's true.
Like, you've done it.
Yeah,
so,
we talk to people. So, even people who've disagreed with me, I've talked to for a long
definitely
time.
Definitely including
people. Because I'm trying to, I like to know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm intellectually curious.
Yeah. No, it's definitely true. And I don't filter anybody. And somebody texted last week and said, you know, you wouldn't have cut off that person if, you know, it was a Democrat or
right.
something like that.
And I texted them back and I said, yes, I would, because we had to go to the news. And then they texted back, oh, yeah, okay, I respect that. Thanks very much. And I was like, see, just relax. I didn't cut them off and then take somebody else.
Yeah.
I cut them off and said, okay, news is next. That's why I cut them off.
Yeah, because believe it or not, it's part of our jobs to go to the news on time.
Right, and if I don't go to the news on time, I catch hell from the boot.
And we don't get paid.
The boot. Right.
Sometimes we don't get paid because the way the whole back end in sales all works. There's a whole
and you know
big
a brother got to get paid.
Yeah, brother got to get paid.
A big
elaborate system. People just assume that they kind of know everything, and it's just all this rigged whatever. It's not.
It is rigged.
It's me and Brian.
The whole game is rigged.
And well, the economy's rigged.
Sure, the economy's
and
rigged.
And elections are rigged.
Your chair might be rigged.
That's why
I let you sit in that chair. That's why I let you sit in my chair podcast. Yep. It's the equivalent of a mobster sending somebody to start their car, which, by the way, I need you to do something for me after the show.
Were you hoping I would fart in this chair to keep it warm?
No, I was hoping I was going to see it. If it was there was a trigger where you sat down and it exploded, well.
Oh, let's see. Would you like me to taste anything for you before we.
No, I made my own turkey sandwich. I know that's safe.
Okay, great.
And I brought my own bottled water.
Good.
Because we don't have water at the station, which is nothing new, no surprise. Everybody knows it. It's common knowledge.
Yeah.
But that's it. All right, listen. So this is the podcast. We talk about things. Now, we won't be talking about this on the show. You only got to hear this story because you listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
And the only reason that we went into this at all, because we wouldn't normally talk about any kind of listener stuff, is because this person is not probably the demographic that knows how to use a computer.
And if he is... He proved that we're talking about you.
Well, yeah, no, we're not going to get in trouble.
No.
But normally we wouldn't even talk. But it is a compelling story,
no.
And I think it's a cool look. Hopefully the listener got a cool look into kind of the back end of
what we deal with. Yeah.
Because the callers, I think, are such a bigger part of this, especially WGN, the Voice of Chicago.
Right. If you listen to other stations, you may not hear a lot of calls. If you listen to some shows, you might not hear a lot of calls. I like taking calls. I like making the listener part of the program.
Yeah.
Just like I like making you and Roger and whoever is doing news. I like that feel. I like to be the center of the show surrounded by people that I like and people who contribute and we're all pulling in the same direction. And that's the kind of show we try to do.
One Direction.
Yeah. One Direction. I like to all dress. Mostly we dress in the same kind of outfit. We do choreographed moves during the breaks. You can watch those on WGN.com.
Cosplay as Malik.
Sure. And I am I'm like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I put on a Harry Styles wig. I put on really tight skinny jeans sometimes. That's why I don't get up too much because once I sit down, they drop below and my crack is showing. So I don't like to parade around in my skinny pants.
Wow.
Yep. That's a lot of information.
That was so much information.
We paint a picture here. That's what we do. It's theater of the mind. Again, people outside the window, they're terrifying me. Move along. Keep moving. Check their hands. Now I am. I'm like Clint Eastwood now in that movie where John Malkovich was trying to kill the president in the line of fire. I'm constantly looking at people's hands. I'm watching what they're doing. If they go to the waistband, I'm under the table. I may actually start doing the show from under the console now.
Okay.
Because, again, I can't count on you to give me information on a credible threat.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Hey, man, I can't argue with that.
All right, good enough. All right, should we wrap this up?
They would, yeah.
Listen, I had fun with this podcast.
give it a six.
Wow, really? Wow. All right.
No.
We'll have to have a conversation about it.
No.
I always ask how you do, because you're the podcast man.
No,
I'm kidding. I like telling an entertaining story.
No, this is a great story. And again, I like the podcast because we can talk about stuff that we really can't/shouldn't talk about on the air. I mean,
right.
You know, we got into Trump a bit last week on the show, but that's the only time we've gotten political in years.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whereas on this podcast a month and a half ago, we went full politics.
Sure.
So there's cool stuff we do here that isn't on the air.
Yeah, so we're glad you listened and you liked it before. We hope you'll continue listening to it. Thank you for that. Don't forget to listen on to the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Brian Noonan Show and at Cody Goff.
Producer Cody.
At Producer Cody. So you can keep in touch with us there. I'll be tweeting the picture of the podcast momentarily, and I probably should have done that. I was going to say during the break, but we don't take a break. So we've got about 15 minutes till we do the other show.
Yeah, let's give you a breather. I don't know. You've never done more than in a couple hours before.
Yeah,
so
I'm very winded.
Hell yeah,
all right,
make it.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll talk to you in a little bit on the air.
Cheers.
Bye.